And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. And today we are talking about small towns in movies. And a little bit about that as far as we'll kind of go in depth as to some of the situations that the movies bring up that are happening in small towns throughout the country and the world. And then also how that's kind of misleading. A lot of what's happening too in the movies are happening in a larger city, just in a different scope of dramatizing and issues. So a lot of times small town and large town, it's the same problem, just in a larger town it's grown exponential. So first I want to say appreciate everybody who's listening to the podcast on like Apple, iHeart, Amazon if you are, Spotify and Anchor. I really do appreciate all of the support and everything from everybody. If you want to also visit faithcast.com to discover great Christian podcasts just like this one to help you keep the faith. So they have some really great different podcasts on there that's maybe geared towards some other aspects of your life that you want to listen to. Just give them a shout out. Okay, let's go ahead and just dive right into this thing. When we talk about small towns right off the bat, what are we thinking about? What is the most prevalent place to get these small town movies? And for me, unfortunately, it's Hallmark and Lifetime. Not by my own choosing. My wife loves those movies to death. And I like watching them for research purposes, and that's what I'm going to say research. Let's say research. It's not that I always, not that I can guess the plot within about 5 minutes of each one of them, because it's basically predictable. And that's what Hallmark and Lifetime does so much, is they spit out these movies so quickly because they use the same principle. They have the same two people. Or the same concept. They have two people that eventually come together at the end, and it's big, it's happy, and everything else. But the issue is the adversities along the way. And that's where we're getting a lot more of the small town feel atmosphere on these movies. A lot of them are very small towns where there's only like a grocery store or a small clerk. There's a bookstore, a coffee shop that, you know, has amazing coffee, and then some sort of big business, whether it's a lumber yard or packaging, if you go with one of them, where everything's flown in from Alaska, but there's this big packaging company. I enjoy that one a little bit, A, because I was in medical, so seeing her get overwhelmed right away is kind of funny, but then it gets silly, like Hallmark normally does. But anyway, a lot of the times they really focus on that small town. And it's relevant because right away, right off the bat, as soon as this person from outside comes in, they get this feel that everybody knows everybody. And in a small town, that's the case. You know, I can walk through Ace Hardware and probably say and know four or five people in there at the same time. Owen, our Kroger now. Same thing, you know, I go through the grocery store and I know at least four or five people in there. So it is true. In a small town, you do know a lot of people. Whereas if you go to like Chicago or something like that, you go three, four blocks away from your house, you don't know anybody. So three, four blocks from down my house is guys I go to church with all the time. So, I mean, it's not one of those things. It's just, everybody knows everybody, and they really, really make that point. And that's where a lot of people are getting that that idea that in a small town, everybody knows everyone. And that's, for the most part, true if you yourself are willing to go out on a limb and talk to people. The only way they know you is if you talk to them. If you're new to the town, how are you supposed to know people if you don't leave your house? If you only go to the grocery store, you only go to the hardware store, and you just, you know, spend the money, get what you need, head back home. How is that actually interacting with the people? So the common misconception is that everybody knows everybody and everything like that. One of the other things too is that I find hilarious on some of these things is there's always like that one or two person or two people that just somehow have free time just to stop by. It's like, oh, I was just in the neighborhood. I didn't have anything to do, even though I live in this, you know, two story, four bedroom, three bath, you know, house, and I don't know, you know, much backstory. So they don't do a very good job with backstory. But in small town, that's pretty obvious. You know, the only people that really aren't busy are the people that are retired, or have part-time jobs because they're retired, or they just work for a particular company where they are not on until second shift, so they're out and about on first shift, you know, type of time frame. But for the most part, when you work in a small town, you're working. I mean, the people even in the street departments and stuff like that are working. So yes, they may go to a coffee shop or to a diner or something like that all the time, and they know them. But other than that, they're either plowing or mowing, doing work. So this common conception that in a small town, you know, you can relax and you don't have to work so hard is a great misconception. That is the farthest from the truth. And then the other thing that they also do is they start talking about major festivals and celebrations. You know, it's always that pinnacle Christmas program, or it's this lighting of the Christmas tree, or it's this parade, or it's this wine tasting event, or something like that. And it's always focused on one thing that the town all depends on. And in a small town, that is true. Our festivals are where a lot of our vendors get a chance to interact with people outside of town. So a lot of our restaurants will set up booths that normally don't set up booths for anywhere else. And so they do that so they can bring more people into the town. And that is true. Festivals are the way that we keep people interested in our city or in our town. And so they do get that right. I think sometimes they over-exaggerate on how big these things are. Like, I know one of them were like, people from all over the world come to see this Christmas tree or Christmas town decoration thing. And I think that that's a little bit of an overstatement. I don't think people fly in from all over the world. I think people may come from a large area around, but for the most part, nobody's coming. You know, right off the bat. And then the other thing that they really talk about is close-knit, how families are always spending suppers together, or there's always this group of friends that have been close for such a long time. And I think for the most part, that's true, especially if they've lived and they stayed living in the same area. But you get that also in the larger cities. So I think they really press that hard. But in all reality, that's happening in the bigger cities, because in the bigger cities, your blocks end up being your small towns. So I think there's that common misconception. So I think what I'm going to do is let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to kind of talk about how what you do, small steps there, can kind of bring that small town to where you're at. So we'll be back right after this break. All right, and welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. Thanks for listening to that quick little ad that kind of helps fund this little thing that we're doing here. So let's go right back into it. So we're talking about Lifetime Hallmark movies, especially the small town movie that they have normally through Christmas, but they're kind of becoming more and more popular. We kind of talked a little bit about what they really emphasize in small town. Basically, everybody knows everybody. You talk to one person, it's more likely their aunt, cousin, you know, nephew, whatever. There's always these backstories, funny stories about how somebody, I don't know, slipped and fell on a banana at school. There's always these jokes that you don't always get in the bigger city. Like, they just find ridiculous. It's the movies. I enjoy the movies. Mainly just because I like to dissect. I like watching movies, so I always try to figure out the plot before. But anyway, so a lot of times Hallmark movies, they have a tendency to, or Lifetime, have a tendency to really stress that point of closeness, knowing everybody, always this major festival. So so let's go ahead. Let's talk a little bit, though, now about, at your town, how you can hopefully grab some of that spark that, that Hallmark is really emphasizing in their movies. So this actually, it tells you, let's just kind of go over that. So first of all, how to bring your town into the upper, into the now, and get that small town feel. A lot of it is done through social media, through the websites, through your town, through just you yourself posting things. So if you have that festival going on, that major festival that your town, that's what they strive on. For ours, it's Marshmallow Festival. Sadly, not having it this year because of obvious reasons. But when it's going on, how do you help? Do you on your social media page promote that? Do you say, hey, I'm going here, you know, let's check out the classic cars, or can't wait to get my bag of marshmallows, or can't wait to try this particular, you know, food from this, you know, restaurant. Nowadays, everything is so derived by social media and by how much you and how many people are looking at it. So the more people look at it, the more the search happens. And that's how you build momentum on these things. So websites are your anchors. So the town really needs to have a good website that anchors to what they're trying to do. And I think a lot of towns have that problem. It's a small town. Once again, small town, and so you've got one person who's not only doing their Facebook, but also doing their website, also answering phones, probably doing a bunch of other stuff. So you got one person doing all these massive things, and media is not one of them that they're trying to really focus on, because they don't think that that's what brings people in, and it's to a point, it's not what technically brings them in. Generally, jobs bring them in, or cost of living or anything like that. But if you can show and present a good, strong, you know, small town feel on your website, social media, that's going to be a big case for people to come to that town. So that's one thing. Just drive home the fact that you love your town, that you've got this awesome thing, this awesome festival. You know, whether it be the wine tasting or olive oil thing, I'm from Indiana, so we have corn, but even ours doesn't do corn celebration. We do marshmallows. So, but get involved. So get involved with the promotional aspect. Get involved with going down there. You know, take pictures. Be on Instagram. Be on Twitter. You know, do all of the fancy stuff. And start getting people looking at it. Volunteering. So how do you get that small know people? By volunteering with people. So you can't say, oh, I've lived in this house for, you know, 20 years and I barely know my neighbor. Well, whose exactly fault is that? Is it your neighbor because they didn't come over and say, hey, how you doing, Joe? You know, it's a two-way street. And so I think what really needs to happen is you got to get out of your comfort zone sometimes. And that's where volunteering helps. You meet new people that you've never met before. You met people that may need some help that you can help with. It also gets you involved and gets you a lot bigger group of friends. And so volunteering is really a real good start on making your town feel like a small town feel, even if it's just in the middle of Chicago where, you know, you're looking for a good football team. Sorry, go Colts. So, but anyway, you've just really got to look at how are you helping the town. It can't always be based off of everybody else's work, because that'll only go so far. You've got to be some sort of a spark as well. Going to church. I know that just sounds weird, but that helps. You learn people's names. You learn where people are. Even in these movies that we're seeing on these channels, they are showing church scenes. There's church programs. There's singing. It's really nice to see. Now, granted, they do that towards Christmas because that's what most of everything is geared towards, is, you know, Christmas. They understand that you can't shake that away. That is the core of it. But Yeah, I think that, just going to church and getting involved with your church or just talking to people in your church is going to definitely benefit you and get you that small town feel. Because then when you do have help, need help, you know at least some people that might be able to help you and point you into the right thing. Going to events, that is the thing. You've got to get out of your house. You can all day long can say, "Oh, I want a small town feel, but I want it in my living room." I mean, that's probably why you're watching the movie, in with popcorn. So you should try marshmallows. Just saying. So leaving your house, being self-motivated, that is how you cannot have a small town feel without putting work into it. It's like anything else. If you want to work out, you got to work out. You can't just all of a sudden become buff. Or if it did, I would be looking like a whole lot better than what I do. Maybe I should stop grilling too, but I just can't. I love it too much. So I think that's where we really need to focus on is going out of your house, going out of your comfort zone. If you want the movies, you got to be in the movie. You can't sit on the sidelines. That's for other people. If you want it, you got to go out and get it. So I think that's going to be a wrap for this week. I think what I'm going to do is this was movies. I think we're going to go with television for the next chat. So I think what we're going to do is talk a little bit about small town feel in television because that's long running. It's not like a movie where it's only like a 2 hour, little bit. It's long running. It's multiple seasons. So let's talk about that next week, next Monday. So I just want to thank everybody. Once again, you can I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So look me up there. I'm on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, YouTube. So if you don't want to hear the ads, check me out on YouTube. Hit that subscribe and like. I'll do a video so you can see my smiling face. So there we go. Check out my Facebook page. That's where all my details are anyway. You can email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. Also, want to plug it one more time. Visit faithcast.com to discover great Christian podcasts like this one to help you keep your faith. I'm under comedy. I think it's because I look funny, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, check me out there too. There's some other good stuff. I didn't get any Bible verses for it because I just really got into this whole dissecting movie things and I just really got into that. So what we'll do is we'll do television next time. So until then, thanks for listening and have a blessed week.